At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At the UPS store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open. And happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable.
What's going on? It's your boy, Jay Will, your host of the Jay Will Podcast. Listen, this podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered a legal, health, tax, or professional advice of any kind. The company is not responsible for any losses, damages, or liabilities that may arise from the use of this podcast or this podcast information. You can find the Jay Will Podcast homepage on RSS.com under Jay Will Podcast. To donate to the podcast, please find the donate feature on the podcast homepage, or you may do so via Cash App at $JayWillPodcast. If you haven't done so, follow my music page, James Williams Music, on Facebook, and go to your Play Store on your phone and type in live365.com. It's free. It's a free app. And then type in J Will Gospel Radio. I got gospel radio 24/7 from gospel artists, mainstream and independent artists from all over the world. I mean, it's really, really a good thing. And if you want your music potentially featured on my show, drop me a line at LeeWillTheLetterJ@gmail.com. That's LeeWillTheLetterJ@gmail.com. Send me a massive MP3 photo and a short bio. Ladies and gentlemen, homies and homemets, I have on the horn in the virtual studio with me right now, Yvonne Matthews. How are you, ma'am?
Hi, I'm doing great. And you today?
Oh, I tell you what, it's been a long time getting here, but we got it.
Thank God.
Yes, ma'am. So where are you from?
Mobile, Alabama, homegrown.
Man, I love me some Alabama. Let me tell you, I grew up in southern Mississippi, and the seafood, you just can't get it nowhere like down there.
Delicious.
I know, right? I used to work in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, and I kept a 4-foot cast net and rods and reels in my truck. I would get off work, go to the spillways, catch me some bait fish, and take home fresh fish all the time. You can't beat it. Can't beat it. So how long have you been in music?
Well, most of my life can be the testimony of a lot of people. I started really young at 3, but I did some, can't testify to this, I did my first recording at the age of 8. 8 years old, my father and my dad and I used to sing together. We'd call us Deacon Reed and Little Yvonne. And we did a lot of traveling over the southeastern United States, singing everywhere.
8 years old.
8.
Man, I can barely write my name at 8 years old.
Well, I remember some great times. We opened up for James Cleveland. We opened up for Pop Staples and the Staples Singers, for the Joe Lagon and Mighty Clouds of Joy. We did a lot of things back then.
Wow. So when did you know, like, I got the goods, I can sing? When did you realize that?
I just did it. I don't know. Maybe when I got to high school.
Yeah.
But my voice has always been very mature for my age. It was always darker. If you can even tell from the way I talk now, it's always been sort of low pitched. And, so it has a very different quality to it that you don't hear every day. So, but people learn, they appreciate it because my voice is different. And so it didn't faze me because it was just a thing to do. I came from a musical family. My dad played piano, my mama sang and wrote songs. So it was just like, it was the thing to do. Music was in the home.
So I got to tell you, I grew up in southern Mississippi, right?
Okay.
You don't sound like a Southern girl.
I don't sound like.
Have you heard that before?
I've heard that before. But educator.
Okay.
Language arts teacher, music teacher, piano teacher, assistant principal. So I've had a lot of jobs in education. Now I'm an adjunct professor at a university. So, yeah.
Just as a disclaimer, ladies and gentlemen, homies and homies, I love Southern women. I'm not saying anything about the way Southern women sound. I'm just saying Miss Matthews sounds like she's from North, that sound, Southern. Now, I'm not saying anything against you Southern people, so don't get that. People love sending hate mail these days. They might get to send me some hate mail.
Yeah, we just have to appreciate everybody for whatever. Right. You can get some, can sort of tell sometimes from where people are from by their accents or by the way they dress or by some of the mannerisms or by some of the ways they say something. We're going to make groceries. Some things that are just germane to that area. But hey, just love people.
Hey, I get the same thing. People say, well, you're not from Southern Mississippi. Yes, I am. And once they start talking to me, they figure out stuff like I'm finna go. Or I'm going up. I'm finna go. They're like, finna go? What's a finna go? What's a finna go?
Yeah. So I want a drink. Not it's not alcoholic.
right. Up here they say I want a soda. Or I want a pop.
Yes.
But down there we want a drink.
We want a drink.
Preferably peach knee high. They don't know nothing about that up here.
A cream soap.
Oh, red cream. I tell you what, man. Yeah, you're going to make me move back. My wife may not like that. But I digress. How many projects have you done since you've been, I guess you've been recording since you were 8. So how many projects altogether have you done?
I lost count for when I was younger. We did a lot of recording, but in my more mature years, in 2019, I started a career then as a recording artist. Got an invitation to do a tour, music tour in Europe. But one of the requirements was I had to have my own project. I had been helping everybody on their projects, either being in the background or arranging music or helping the vocals to be straight. But I didn't have my own project as an adult, other than with my group New Image. So I put together, my former students helped me to put together a project very quickly because the invitation came in July and we were leaving in December.
Wow.
So we pulled together a full-fledged project on my CD called Glad, 9 tracks. And when I tell you they did that, they had original music, got the background vocals, the arrangements, the tracks, everything. And my former students and their friends helped this young lady, I call myself young lady,
pull it off.
And we had it done before Thanksgiving of that year. And we left in December to go on the tour to Italy and Switzerland. And took the project and it sold out over there. It sold, and we released it in the United States in February. I released it on Super Bowl Sunday. Can you think? I don't know where my head was, but I did a live release on that Sunday, and I promised the people after my brother said that's Super Bowl Sunday. I said, oh, it didn't dawn on me. I said, tell everybody in my community. I said, I will have you out in 1 hour and 45 minutes. And we had it started at 2:30. I tell you, I had almost 900 people who showed up.
Wow.
Super Bowl Sunday for the release. And on the 3 days afterwards when we released the album, actually through iTunes, was number 23 in the country for Christian music because of the spins and everything they had. So it was exciting for me to go that quickly. But you know what happened right after that, right?
You had to do another project.
No, the pandemic.
Oh, I forget about that.
Yeah, the pandemic came and I said, oh Lord, you let me just get this high up and really feeling the goods of it all. And in March, but we did do a music video, two music videos.
Okay.
And I say the last all the film was in the Saturday before the pandemic hit. So wow. All the editing was done throughout the pandemic. So God, hey, it's God's timing. And one thing that I did as a result of that, going on my front porch to sing for my neighborhood, and I did something and I ended up calling it the Front Porch Ministry because yeah. I just blessed my people because everything, it was April the 9th, 2020, and everything was so dead. So I said, I'm just going to serenade my neighbors since nobody, we can't come out. But I said, I'm going to put it on Facebook. Before I got off the porch, 5,000 people had viewed it. And before the end of the week, 45,000 people had viewed it.
Wow.
And so that's how my name started. It wasn't so much because of the project, but it was more so because of my Front Porch Ministry of singing. And I did it, do it monthly on my porch when it's not too hot or not too cold.
Yeah. Man, that's awesome stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He gives you creative ways to make it.
Hey, look, I feel you. You know, I just quoted somebody the other day. Well, actually today, 1 Thessalonians 4:11, that you study to be quiet and do your own business and work with your hands as we've commanded you.
Amen.
Do your own business and work with your hands. God has given us all talents, gifts and talents, and stay out of everybody else's business and work the vision God has given you, and it'll be successful every single time.
Every single time.
Every single time. So I got to talk about this new project. Never Leave Me Alone. I got that project. Let me tell you, I can usually tell. I listen to hundreds of music from all artists all across the world. All right. So that I can upload it to my radio station, J-Will Gospel Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and download that Live 365 in the Play Store 24/7. Yeah. You'll hear this song on there. But and I have two other shows, the J-Will Gospel Show and the Unsigned Artist Gospel Show. So I listen to tons of music. And as soon as this song came on, I was like, uh-oh, I hair it up and turn it off. And I will tell you why I turned it off.
Wait,
because if I had kept listening, I had so much other work I needed to be doing that, and so many more uploads to the radio station, I would have got stuck on the one song and would have missed the whole evening of work.
I've never heard it quite that way. Isn't that something?
Yeah, I was like, oh man, this is fire. Okay, let me turn this off. Let me go ahead and upload this. And then once I went back and listened to it, I'm listening and I'm grooving at the song. And this one part in the song, I must have rewound like 50, 60 times. It was an organ break. I was like, oh my God, this is fabulous. What a wonderful work you did there.
Well, thank you so much. I owe it all to God and to my producer, Rogers Roscoe Kostarfin Jr. Yeah, he's a mastermind. I call him my Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
Music, yes.
That song is very Junior. You did a good job, sir. Let me tell you, you put that song is so well put together. Who was the guy that was singing on the project?
The guy?
That was you?
That's me. That, I told you I have a very low voice.
You know what? I was so confused. I'm glad you cleared that up.
When you're feeling all by yourself.
Shut up. No. Let me tell you, Mrs. Matthews, Jessica Reedy ain't got nothing on your tone. You know what? I was like, the voice is so rich, you know? And you, let me tell you, I don't mean to be offensive. I thought it was a guy. I thought you were just doing the background.
No, that's me. I just told, I say my voice is different and it's always been very mature.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't go get this project, something wrong with you. That was my Southern coming out. Something wrong with you. You gotta get this project. I'm telling you, it is so fabulous. I've been bumping it nonstop. So Junior, well, I can't think of his name. It's slipping because I'm so excited. But
Ross, just call him Roscoe.
Roscoe wrote the song and produced it. You laid down the vocals. And how did you know that this song is fire?
Well, the message, let me give you a little bit of a backstory.
Yeah.
We started on this in towards the end of 2021. And we worked on the project. I had also, I actually have two cover songs on this EP, Jesus is Love and The Prayer by the OJs. And there was two songs I always wanted to do. I've never done covers before. And so we worked on this. It just wasn't quite coming all together. And so we kept working on it. This was one we didn't have to rush. And I told him, I said, we were not going to rush it. I said, but let's work on it. In the meantime, my husband had a became ill and got a diagnosis of multiple myeloma. And so I stopped everything.
Yes.
I didn't go perform anywhere. I stopped everything for him. And we started treatment. We started going back and forth to Little Rock, Arkansas for treatments. And God blessed tremendously. He got a stem cell transplant in October of 2023. In December 2023, they said he was multiple myeloma free.
Hey, praise God.
So that was from April when he started in 2023 with the treatments to not even a whole year to be cancer free.
Wow.
So God is an awesome God. He's a healer. And in the meantime, Rogers moved to Chicago. Roscoe moved to Chicago. Yes. And he's doing great things up there. We've been working on a whole with Jonathan McReynolds, Doe, Kelly Price. He does a lot of producing. So right after that, in April of 2024, I had a life-threatening medical issue. I've been healthy as a horse my whole life. Never, no medical issues. But thought I was having a heart attack, but it turned out not being a heart attack. But it put me in a hospital for 10 days, and it put me down. So I do a music ministry called Youth on the Winning Side that's been going on for more than 30 years. So we were able to pull that off in July. It's always the last week in July. And I told Rogers while I was going through it, I said, look, can I just fly to Chicago and we finished this project. I just need to finish this project. So he found a window of time for me to come because he's very, very busy. I got on the plane. What took us a year or so to work on, I redid every song in the studio, 5 tracks, one he taught me in the studio in 4 hours.
What? Man, you was anointed to do that.
4 hours. Let me tell you, it was all God.
Yeah.
The day before I went to the studio, got up the next morning, and came back to Mobile. That's how quickly that happened. Wow. So we got a choir in Texas do the background to Jesus is Love. Got some singers here in Mobile to do the background to The Prayer. Another former student, James White III, Pastor Chip White, he's in Houston, Texas, Humble, Texas, actually. He has some singers to do the background to the other songs. And one on there is no background, it's just all solo. So they pulled all that together, worked it together. And in the midst of all of that, I pulled out a music video on Never Leave Me.
So
some of the students from the University of Mobile that I'm an adjunct professor, and we pulled it all together quickly. It happened quickly. When God is in it,
yes,
it doesn't necessarily take forever. So it worked. I tried to do it, but I'm going to tell you, this whole EP is for such a time as we're in right now in this country. Yes. If you listen to those tracks, you will be encouraged, and you will know that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. And he did it very personally for me and my husband to show us just what he can do. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
Man. Yeah, she said he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time.
Always.
Man, I just love this song. I got to get the rest of your songs.
Yes.
I got to get the rest of the song. Yeah, so I got this one from
Burpo. Nicky Burpo, yes.
Yes. You know, he sends me artists all the time. And, you know, it was something about this song, though. I just fell in love with this song. Y'all got to get it. So tell the people how they can find this song if they want it in their musical library.
If you want, now, if you're old school like me, or you still got a CD player, if you go to my website, I can get you a hard copy at Yvonne Matthews, YvonneMatthewsMusic.com. And you go there and I can, it's all set up and I'm get it in the mail to you. But I'm on Apple Music, Amazon Music, Spotify, oh, where else? All the music platforms that they go on. Now, all my music is not on YouTube, but it's on all those other digital projects. But my music videos, and believe me, the music video is on Vevo and YouTube. So you can see those and really get into the music. And I do have 4 music videos out there. You'll see me on a lot of videos, but 4 of my actual published music videos, and the others are my Front Porch Ministries or where I've been performing throughout the country.
Yeah, so what's next for you? I mean, you, obviously you're a professor. You're teaching. You're pouring. You're like one big melting pot of gifts. You keep pouring into people, young people, helping them develop their skills. You teach piano. You teach music. You teach the theory of music. Yes. I'm sure you teach some vocals in there. You work with all these people. What's next for you?
Well, for next, well, right here in Mobile, I'm actually opening up for the legendary Pastor Shirley Caesar in August. She'll be here at that Sanger Theater. That's on August 30th. So that's one of the bigger things that I'll be doing here. And then it'll just be so wonderful to be on the stage with this legend. I've been on the stage with her before, my group New Image. She's wonderful. She, Holy Ghost just lingers with her.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And I'll be going back to Europe in December, back to Italy and Switzerland with a group. We'll be going there in December. And a lot of other things. Just came back from the D.C. area. I did 4 events there in March. And actually being blessed to go to do music for our former Secretary of Labor, who was with President Clinton. She was a native Mobilian. I'll be doing music for her homegoing service in D.C. In a couple of weeks, in a week and a half, actually.
Man.
So Alexis Herman. So, I mean, I have a lot of things going on, getting ready for Youth on the Winning Side. That'll be here where kids actually fly in for that. And in our community, July 21st through the 25th of this year. So a lot of things going on. I don't let any moss grow up under my feet.
It don't sound like it's like that that scene in Shawshank Redemption where he told Andy, he says, "Well, you can get busy living or you can get busy dying." get busy living. And it don't look like you plan on slowing down anytime soon.
No, I've heard a few people say, when I die and leave here, I'll leave empty. I'll leave it all on the floor because I won't need it there. I'll have a new body, a new home. I'll be there with Jesus. So I won't need this old clay suit or nothing else to go along with it. Some folks be saying, use the expression, say, "You acting so brand new." Yes, I will be brand new.
Hey, but I do have to ask the question though. How is, cause you're married quite some time now, I'm sure. How do you balance that part of it? When I talked to you yesterday, y'all were together yesterday, so I assume y'all are together a lot. But how do y'all balance that?
Well, he's a true man of God, but he stays busy with his 55 Chevy and his things that he likes to do.
Okay.
He has Yeah, he's restored. It's beautiful too. Restored a 55 Chevy. That was his retirement gift to himself, and he's worked on it. He's done. He did everything to it except the paint job and the upholstery. Before the mechanics to it, he's done a lot of the work himself. He's a great teacher, Christian education teacher, deacon in church. But we do a lot of things. We were very intentional, spending time together, having fun together. And he tries to keep me on my toes by teasing me all the time about different things. But he's my greatest supporter. He'll come up in the house when we have a two-story house, and he'll get to the top of the stairs and he's going, "Ladies and gentlemen, presenting to you now, the international recording artist, Yvonne Matthews," and start clapping. You know, he boosts me all the time, and I boost him. He's wonderful. He's a retired Marine, so he's got a little edge on him, and a retired police chief.
Oh, make sure you tell your husband that Jay Will says simplify.
Simplify, yes. Yes.
That's incredible. Now, I asked that question specifically because, you know, you hear a lot of challenges with artists that are doing a lot of work. And, you know, hearing from somebody who's actually doing this and is seasoned at this and have longevity in a marriage, you just help somebody right there.
Yes. Well, before, you know, I'll talk to people and because I do all my own booking. I don't have a booking agent. I do have a business manager. And I run things through him and I run things through her and we check schedules. I do intentionally plan family time.
Yeah.
It's intentional. You have to be intentional. And I still cook homemade meals. I don't cook every day. Just last week I did lima beans with my ham bone that was left from Easter.
Yeah.
Just got through picking a whole mess of turnip greens. So that kind of thing I take care of. A lot of women haven't learned how to cook, but I didn't learn how to cook till I got married. But hey, I like to eat, and I'm sort of very traditional. My parents were married for 76 years before my daddy passed.
Ooh.
My mom was 101.
What?
Still in her right mind and doing well. And so that's what she did. She cooked for my dad. She set the table and I cooked. I set the table. And people say, "How you do all of that?" Well, he still helps. He'll wash the clothes. You know, it's a real partnership.
Yeah.
And he knows I have a really trying schedule. He really will double down to help me. And my daughter, who is my business manager, they help in so many ways. I have a very supportive family, and it's more than just my husband, but a very supportive family, and a very supportive church. So, you know, people pray for me all the time, and I pray and I support a lot of people. I try to do that. You know, when you have money, money is called currency.
Yes.
It's supposed to flow. But what happens in this Christian currency, when we do let it flow, he gives it back to you and gives you more than you gave.
Oh, you know what? That'll preach. Hey, tell your husband to put the GP medium up. We're starting a revival.
Yeah. So I do, you know, I try to follow the biblical principles, and I said, you know, I'm rich in Jesus. My father is rich, so if I have a need, I can go to him. It may not, all the zeros may not show on my bank account, but I am surely filled with joy, and contentment. And I feel complete in him. And with connections like this with you, Jay Will, I don't take them lightly. God didn't have to do it. You didn't have to have me on. So whenever you're helping me and people like me, you help to further the gospel. Absolutely. By getting it out. So when you put it on the airwaves, those airwaves don't belong to Satan anymore. When you put the word out there, that's God's territory. That's what it is. Although he gave him dominion over the air, but he's going to have to give it all back. So he just has a he's a renter. He's a renter. You just have to realize that. So I take this very, I'm so appreciative of you just taking the time to do this and to do it for so many others, not just me, but for little old me, Yvonne Matthews here in Mobile, Alabama. And I'm encouraging everybody to support you, to support me and others like me, because that's the way we make it work in the kingdom.
I appreciate that. You know, I'm happy and elated to be talking with you. All the stuff you done, Professor, you can probably tell I've been making sure my grammar is polished at this point. I don't want to make, you know, it's like, I don't want you telling your husband, oh my God, that dude's the village idiot. No, I want to make sure, yes, ma'am. Oh, quite.
Well, we don't want to make it sound too polished where you don't sound for real.
Right.
As some of the kids say, just keep it real.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100. That's it. And if you practice it each day of trying to do better, it becomes more a part of you. But when some people don't make it intentional to practice, and when you try to do it and you haven't practiced it, it comes off, you know, sort of a little fake.
Yeah, right. You know, I talked to tons of artists and over the past couple of years. I just recorded episode 92 for the Unsigned Artist Gospel Show. And I know, right? And it's just been this great journey of me meeting great people like yourself. And each time I talk to a person of your caliber and your accomplishments, it makes me more excited about what God has introduced to me and is given to me. And so I thank God for you. Thank God for your husband who served in the military. I got 10 years in the military, and, you know, I was in the Army.
Okay.
You know, I can't mess with the Marines, man. And, you know, he was a police officer, so he know how to use that weapon for real. But I appreciate you. Keep on pushing. And I'm only one phone call, one email away. Lee with the letter J at gmail.com. Hit me up anytime. If you got new music, send me your newest stuff. And we'll make this thing happen.
Great. I'll send you the rest of the tracks from the EP, the new EP. And everybody, hey, download, stream, support. Look at the video. It will really encourage
you. Yes, ma'am. All right, ladies and gentlemen, homies and homies, may the Lord God bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. And may the Lord God give you peace. Oh, wait a minute. Don't wait till you get sick to go to the doctor. Get yourself checked out, A1C, blood pressure, cholesterol, all that good stuff, and get some life insurance. There's a lot of people that love chicken dinners, but we tired of selling chicken dinners trying to pay for your funeral. Get some life insurance. If you don't know somebody, I know some people that's got some life insurance, some people that are right there in the South. I know some people in the North. Just hit me up, LeeWoodTheLetterJ@gmail.com. All right. May the Lord God bless and keep you. May make his face to shine upon you. And may the Lord God give you peace. Until next time, your boy J. Will is out of here. Let's go.